Nagasaki. Sometimes my insecurities are right there. They stare me in the face, sit beside me, spend the night. Sometimes they're my only companion. I would have walked you home. I would have gladly walked you home. Walking you home would have been the highlight of my day, you know. I don't know if you know that, but you do know I'm a worrier. I wonder if that crossed your mind tonight as you left with your chosen guide. And of course, none of this would be a problem if I wasn't such a shitty landlord. I still haven't evicted you, and it's painfully obvious. Painfully. There comes a time with frustration. There comes a time with loneliness. There comes a time with desperation, that an eerie, empty calmness is all there is. You realize there's nothing you can do. It's edgy, don't get me wrong, like watching a rock sail through the air, its trajectory taking it down to meet the stillness of the water. You know it's coming, the splash, the ever-widening disturbance. But this rock has no form. Feelings don't have substance. Pain cannot be laid on a scale, and some needs have no value. There would have been that same split second in the sky over Nagasaki. It's like the briefest of moments in the air above Hiroshima. Did anyone, seeing, know? Can you imagine that scene as a feeling? With a rock that's been thrown, or a bomb that's been dropped, there's no turning back. Water will break and spray, waves will roll, buildings and bodies will burn, skin will melt. There are times like these, when I can tell there's a million liters of hurt behind a dam that isn't really there, and a damnation that surely is. But they won't be out tonight, and I didn't walk you home. And you still have some things here, in the apartment I can't get you out of. The compartment that now sits so eerily, peacefully calm, like the skies over Nagasaki, in that briefest of fleeting moments, just before the world became fire.